If you have not received a hug from one of these two yet, put that on your bucket list before the weekend's over. It is one of the treats of every event I go to. They really share the heart of me, Ken. Please help me welcome Al and Sandra Thornton.
Hello, everyone. Okay. Our assignment is attitude. Someone just kept asking. Attitude. Okay. We didn't talk about it, but anyway, here I go. Well, you said it was attitude. So I thought about attitude, and I recall a while back a call that Dave Johnson had on the conference call. And a guy called in and he said, he was talking to Al and he said, I don't know if I can continue doing anything. I can't take care of my family. And Dave Johnson said, well, get a job and I'm out. And I said, wow, that was kind of quick. Oh, okay. But see, you gotta know Dave Johnson. Dave Johnson is pumped up. He's excited. He gets excited and shake. And I'm like, wow. And it made me think about a horse race. And in a horse race, man, that horse will walk out just as cool and calm and correct. But when he gets into that stall, man, he starts kicking. And he's shaking. Because, man, open the door, man. I'm at the door. I'm excited. Come on, I want to run. I want to go. I want to go for it. Come on. Man, come on, man. Open the door. And when he opens the door, when he goes, he has his assignment. He has his instructions. He knows what he's supposed to do. And he does it. And that's all he's doing. You've never seen a horse stretch his neck.
Where's he riding?
he's going. And that's the way we're supposed to be going. You know, we go, and it's going to be some no's, some yes, and you're going to meet some more people excited like Dave. And, boy, you're going to do what? It's like you're going to dance. Because you got an excited person, and that's a winner. And as you continue to go, he knows the finish line, but the finish line not important. Because Mika has the best of the best, even though a lot of products are there, has the best of the best. That makes you the best of the best. But the greatest thing of the whole thing, nobody's holding that gate for you. All you've got to do is go for it. And you go for it. That's the name of the game. You go for it. And you shake like Dave, and get excited like Dave, and it's catching. That's a great attitude to me. And if you don't have it, you don't have it. But you don't have it if you hang around people like Dave, and talk to people like Dave, and listen to those conference calls, and listen to everybody like Brenda, and all of them, Mike, all of them, just listen to them. You pick up information. And see, it's embedded in you. Once you start going, and once you get that attitude of going, you're doing an attitude that you don't even have to try to do because it's a part of you. And you can't help it. And you just keep going. And now, I'm going to pass it to my wife.
Life, success, progress, failure. It's all up to you. And it's about your attitude. Now, we might look good right now, but our attitude makes the difference. The attitude is the whole difference. Do you know what attitude is? It's how your beliefs, your feelings, and your thoughts come together to give you a certain vibration, or a certain momentum, or a certain stance. Your attitude is who you are. Now, when I'm not doing well, you won't know it. Because my attitude is, I can all things through Christ who strengthens me. And that overrides everything else. So yeah, I got an attitude. And we need an attitude. The reason I love this wonderful man so much is he has an attitude. And he keeps saying, girl, I can harness you. I know I can get you under control. So his attitude is, nothing's going to run him over, including me. And I like that. So it's you, your attitude. And I love that when we started having sessions and nobody showed up, but other consultants, you know what he called it? It's time to have a staff meeting. It's about attitude. What do you think about yourself? What do you say to yourself? So what we're going to do right now that Al doesn't know I'm doing, attitude, I want him to give an example of something that happened and how we overcame it with attitude.
We had a meeting one night, and well, we would tell our friends to bring somebody. This lady brought somebody. And wow. Negativism came in the house that day. She would not do anything I said. We tried to fill them up with water first. I don't like water. I ain't drinking water. I don't like it. And what happens is, I said, oh my goodness, and Sam was upstairs and she had to come down and I let her to open. And I was worried about her affecting the other people because one negative person kind of changes your whole program a little bit. And so the lady wouldn't drink water and everything, and I said, oh my goodness. I said, we show them a clip, for a 4 minute clip. I said, I'll be right back. And I went upstairs to get Sandra. Sandra on the computer, and Sandra, I said, Sandra's a doozy man. Sandra. She typed it. I said, oh my goodness. I went back downstairs and said, okay, now after you've seen the presentation and everything, what do you have to say? I mean, what impressed you the most? And the lady jumps up. I want a brochure. Give me a long brochure. I looked at her. I want a brochure. I said, Miss, I'm your brochure. I'm the one with the information. And so she got the message and she sat down.
When I finally came downstairs, I was working on the business. There was somebody I had to get back to. So when hubby came up and said, I need you, I need you, I'm thinking, no, you're already in the business. I'm working on this priority. You've got to get your priorities straight. So when he said, I really need you, I understood that, but I continued doing what I was doing. Focus. You've got to be focused. Then, as I was coming down the stairs, I heard, I'm your brochure. And I heard the attitude. Do you see what I'm saying? This man was confident that what he had to offer was excellent and that he had the information. You got good stuff. Don't you dare let somebody make you feel inferior or insecure. You know more than anybody. I remember when I was defending my PhD, the dissertation, somebody had the nerve to say to me, it's hard, it's rough. But one professor said to me, you know more about this than anybody else. That has stuck with me these 20 whatever years. Do you know what I'm saying? No matter what's going on, you know more than the person that you're talking to. And if by chance the person is coming off is arrogant and you choose to work with them, all you have to do while you're talking is go to your contact list on your phone and dial somebody who you know would be a three-way person. I have done that so many times. Strategy, ABC. And often I will get people. I get Vance Johnson, I get Barbara, Carol, whoever. I tell so many people about Melanie that I don't even have to do it three ways because when they hear there's a pediatrician in it, they can't say that's a slough off or a slacker. So use your tools. Weren't we taught today by Sherry about retooling? If you try something and it doesn't work, then try something else. We know the definition of insanity, right? Trying the same thing. Why do you act like you can't move to the next level? It's about your attitude. What you have going for you is more than you. You're not stuck with what you see in the mirror. No, your attitude precludes, precedes, overwhelms anything that's going on. So, when we're talking about attitude, I'm going to use a strategy that we have used in the past. And it's called stop, drop, and roll. You can do this. You can honestly do it well. It's up to only you. So, what Al did that night with that honorary person, I mean, it was negative personified. It was awful, but he knew more. He wasn't about to let her steal his thunder. Attitude. What he did was he stopped, and at the point that she pushed him just to that point, he said, I'm your brochure. Stop. No matter what's going on, you hold the keys. What you have to offer is a gift. You're not begging somebody to accept something you have. You have a gift that you're offering. You're not trying to sell. What you want to do is be a blessing. And with that attitude, you will go far because people will be able to sense that you care about it. When you get somebody that is very high or very low, it doesn't matter. It could just be in a casual conversation like Ruth was talking about. What you want to do first is stop. Linda's always talking about listening. You figure out when's the best time for you to come in and offer. So you're going to listen, ask questions, and then at the right time, stop. Step two, drop. That's the questioning. That's when you're going to start planting your seeds to get this thing going forward. And when you get yourself to the point where you want to drop a line, just ease on in there. Ease on in there. Stay right there. You know they need what you have. If I'm dealing with a good-looking, younger person who's athletic, knows no pain, they want to stay that way, right?
Yeah.
I've got the secret. Hear my attitude. When you're telling that person, if you want to stay healthy, if you want to be the best rebounder, if you want to be a real runner, physically a runner, I've got something that'll help you. And that's what we did with the young man in the lobby the other night. He's got his girlfriend coming for us today for a meeting. And the girlfriend, what got me was when I was dropping, I heard him say that either her boyfriend or her dad is a chiropractor. I've got stuff for them. And it's to bless them. So I was dropping on in there. Now, the next part is to what? Roll. Oh, you gotta roll on in there. When you start rolling, you're gonna be giving them delicacies. So what we did with the guy out in the lobby about midnight that night, when we started rolling, what I did was I said, put one foot on this insole. I don't go anywhere without stuff. You see me looking good with all my jewelry, it's for a purpose. I'm gonna be prepared when I get that person. You hear my attitude? You see this? I always have on typically more than one necklace. Why? I'm going to need one to share with somebody. Do you see how I have on insoles in my Nikon vest? I've got a Magflex back here. I'm ready to roll. You can do the same thing, but you got to be prepared. And the very first thing you want in your equipment is your attitude. Have a tude adjustment. Just adjust your own tude. Sometimes when I look in that mirror, I want to say, girl, look at you. But I tell myself, beautiful, thick hair. I look at my skin and
Oh, yes. Ravished. You know, I just tell myself who I am. I don't let somebody else tell me. And anybody who's had a teenager, you know you can be told who you are and how smart you are. But I can't let that dictate who I am. When I get good feedback from somebody, I don't trash it. I didn't trash what Julie told me yesterday. I took that thing and I said, girl, where did that come from? Because that's not what you meant. But if it came out of me, then it was in me. So I got to check it. Hear my attitude? I'm not only humble, but I'm receptive. I'm teachable. I'm coachable. Do you hear my attitude? Last thing, I want to share this with you. You should take lesson in. There is a story of a student who was tired of his professor always being correct. This man decided, I'm going to tell Mr. Johnson off. I'm going to make sure that he has a wrong answer because he's always giving the right answer. So the little boy found a teenager. You know, they are smart enough. They can sometimes be. The teenager found a little bird, put the bird in his hand. And what the student did was, he went to Mr. Johnson, and he said, sir, I have a bird in my hand. And it's behind me. You can't see it. And I want to know if this bird is dead or alive. You tell me. And Mr. Johnson looked at the teenager and said, son, Now what the boy was thinking, if the man says the bird is alive, I'm going to crush it and kill it. So he has the wrong answer. And if the man says the bird is the opposite, I will correspondingly do the right thing. I'm going to crush it and kill it if he says the bird is alive, and I'm going to let the bird live if he says the bird is dead. So Mr. Johnson looked at the kid and said, what we're saying to you, it's up to you. It's up to you. Get an attitude. Know that you can do whatever you need to do because the tools, the training, the camaraderie, the friendship, the love, the strategies, we have them. Are you willing to go for it? Will you get an attitude?
Yeah. Yes.